It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we are back after 1 year of isolation and sanity. And well, I'm back with my two co-hosts, which I don't like doing a podcast because I feel like I'm talking to myself. I'm WC Chronicles, and I'm just going to let the other two co-hosts stand up and introduce themselves and say their piece for the moment.
Hi, I'm Greg Van Cott. I'm the youngest of the three. I'm an actual millennial. So I'm probably the guy who knows the most about Batman the Animated Series and Paul Dini writing the Harley Quinn characters. So I probably will have the nerdiest, geekiest, and most obscure questions to ask you. So just be prepared.
Hey, I'm Jersey Mike from the East, your neighbor from New York to New Jersey. How are you?
All right, so our guest on this podcast is Sweetheart Harley. She is a cosplayer from New York area, and I've always been following her kind of on her Instagram posts. She's very creative, a very artistic person, always amazed at how she sews and puts together her own, these Harley Quinn things. But anyway, Sweet Harley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Introduce yourself for us. Tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us anything you want to know to get this podcast started, please. And thank you for joining us and helping us reboost this podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be here. I talk about Harley all day, every day anyway, so this is the perfect opportunity for me to do that. I was actually born 6 days before Harley Quinn's first appearance in Batman the Animated Series, so I have literally been a 28-year lifelong fan of hers. I grew up watching the show. My dad was a big Batman fan, so he'd plop me on the couch next to him and watch her as I grew up. So just through my life, she has been the one consistent, reliable thing for me. So I'm a huge Harley fan.
That's awesome. So The Joker's Favor, which is her first appearance in Batman the Animated Series, created by Paul Dini as a way to give Joker somebody to talk to, because he was always just talking to his henchmen in the episodes before that, if you remembered, in the first season, which was really weird, because it's why does the Joker care about his henchmen? So what did you think when you were a little kid about Harley Quinn, her outfit and who she was as a person?
I didn't really think about that until a few years later because I was 6 days old.
Oh, yeah. A little later, when you knew what was going on.
I loved her, obviously. She's funny. I have a lot of problems with the Harley and Joker story of them together. I have a lot of strong opinions on that.
Of course.
I think it was really cool at that time that they actually introduced a female character, and they made her a main part of the series because the fans loved her so much.
Yes. She's great because I think when Dini first developed her, he was kind of basing her on kind of the Marilyn Monroe doll that talks to the main gangster kind of thing, in some it hot or to some extent. But she was so funny that she just became popular, that she became consistent, because all the Joker episodes were mostly written after that episode by Paul Dini, and that was his character. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that you really like that character struck a chord with you is pretty interesting, because that meant you thought growing up that Harley was cool before, the people who were in charge of Batman the Animated Series at the time were oh yeah, just give Joker somebody to talk to. And yes, that relationship is a very codependent, emotionally abusive relationship. But it's interesting conflict, to say the least. Did you guys want to chip in?
Hey, Sweet Harley, I got a question for you. How do you define yourself with the character, and how do you define yourself separated from the character?
There is a fine line there that is crossed frequently. Since I've followed Harley for my entire existence, and I've been such a big fan of hers, I found myself ending up in similar situations as her. Not purposefully, my life just turned out that way. I was in an extremely abusive relationship, so I connect very deeply with Harley on that. And in 2013, when the new 52 came out, and she was finally F the Joker, I was like, okay, here we go. Now we're getting started with something. But we're both of our personalities. She sometimes, depending on who the author is or what what Harley you're looking at.
Right,
her personality is a lot stronger than mine, or a lot more over the top. I'm more of a reserved person. But there are also those comic series where she is more reserved. So I also fit with her personality, kind of. So I don't see us as separate entities, really. I am not saying that I am Harley Quinn. I am saying that in my soul, I connect with her on such a deep level, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
So, Wayne here, I'm wondering about your costumes. When did you make your very first costume, and where do you get your inspirations for making them today?
I want to say I made my first costume from scratch around 2016, and it was actually a Harley Quinn and Cheshire Cat crossover cosplay. So no one really knew what I was or who I was, and it's only been since around November of 2020 that I've been making all of my props and cosplays from scratch. So I haven't been doing it for an extremely long time, although I have been cosplaying Harley in different variations for 10 years. I just used to buy my cosplays. But it's only been around 6 months that I've actually been making everything from scratch.
So, Sweetheart Harley, Wayne just jumped up in the air because he really liked your answer right there. So is that your favorite version of Harley's outfits, or is there other ones that you really love doing as well?
I love all versions of Harley. One big problem I have with her is her pink and blue hair. I don't get it. I have wigs with the pink and blue. I've dyed wigs myself with the pink and blue, like the new Infinite Frontier series that's coming out. I made that full cosplay from scratch and did the wig, dip dyed the wig with synthetic dyes. And while I was doing it, all I could think of was this pink color is so stupid. Because if you think about it, if they took the pink and blue reference from the New 52 Suicide Squad comic, her hair was red and blue in that. It seems to be that they tried to create that the hair had faded out. If that was the case, then her hair should have been pink and green, not pink and blue. So I have never liked the pink.
Don't worry, my sister hates the color pink too.
Hey, sweetheart.
I love the color pink. The color pink is my favorite color. I just, personally, I've had pink hair also, a full head of pink hair. And when they first released the movie, behind-the-scenes shots of Suicide Squad, the movie, I made that cosplay and dyed my actual hair with the pink and blue. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. And then, like, a week later, I'm like, why is it pink? I don't understand the concept behind the pink, and I've never been a fan of it.
Hey, sweet Harley, how do you see yourself as a role model for the up-and-coming generation of Sweet Harley fans, the younger generation?
So I actually just ran a raffle where Stephanie Phillips, the new author of Harley Quinn, actually donated two sets of issue 1 and 2 signed Future State at Harley Quinn comics, where we raffled them off, and all of the proceeds went to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, which domestic violence is in Harley's past as well as mine, so I have a strong connection to that, and I want to raise and bring awareness to the domestic violence of Harley's past. And sometimes you're in those situations and you don't realize you're in those situations, so having a lot of younger cosplayers, I have people I talk to all the time who are 19, 20. I'm almost 30 at this point. So I have a lot of younger cosplayers watching my page and talking to me and messaging me. And the cosplay community I've seen turn from a really great community into a really toxic and jealous community where people get offended or rageful if you cosplay the same versions as them or do recreations of their cosplays. And I try to promote a page where everyone is welcome. If you want to borrow my ideas, go for it. That's why I post those videos, so people can see how to do it, because I'm all self-taught. No one taught me how to do this. I just picked up some materials one day and started playing with them. So I am trying to spread awareness about the abuse in the community in comics while also showing on my page kindness. I get a lot of hate comments. I get a lot of hate messages. And I never argue back with them. I respond to them. I don't know who's hurt you in your life, but I hope you can find peace. And then from there, if younger people see that, it makes them really think, wow, okay, I don't have to argue back with these people who have a different opinion. I can just let them have that different opinion and then proceed.
So you mentioned that your first costume, you did a crossover of kind of like Harley and Cheshire Cat, which I was going to ask you this question lastly, but I'm going to ask it now. I think it's so cool when you get crossed universes of different things and franchises. Do you think, or have you ever done maybe something like a Harley crossover costume outfit with Star Wars, Back to the Future, Star Trek, anything Disney, something like that? The bottom of the barrel is endless. What do you think, or what do you do?
I love crossover cosplays, and the great thing about Harley is that just as a character herself, there's so many versions and so many different universes for her to have fun in and get changed up and change outfits. I did... Just on TikTok, I previously had red and black split hair, so I did kind of a funny, what's that show called? My Hero Academia Harley mashup, where I was Harley in the My Hero universe, because I also am a fan of anime. And currently, I'm working on a Sailor Moon Harley crossover, so it's going to be Sailor Harley.
That is so cool!
And I would love, my dream, I think... I started this cosplay probably 7 years ago and just never proceeded with it. I want to make a Star Wars Harley Quinn part of I think they're called the Darmathian race, the race that Darth Maul is, because they're already red and black, and she would fit in very well with that. And it would be Harley, a Sith Lord. And how cool would that be, Harley in the Star Wars universe?
Harley with a double-edged lightsaber like that. I could see that happening. One being red, one being black.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I could make a holster on my back where I could whip them out like double swords. I want to do that so bad, but it's so time-consuming, and I just have such a long list of cosplays right now.
Well, you got plenty of time to work on all that. I mean, hopefully when the COVID era is over, everybody will get right back into the convention scene, and you'll be able to meet up with other cosplayers and pull off even more costumes.
Right. I mean, I don't have really a lot of friends, especially in the cosplay community where I live, since it's so small and drama-filled and clicky, and I just stray away from all of that. I like to keep my space, keep out of drama as much as possible. But I'm trying to put online together a group where I could Photoshop it of different Sailor Moon characters as DC villains, so we could have like Sailor Harley and then Sailor Ivy and Sailor Catwoman. I think that would be such a fun, cool idea, since we're kind of all trapped right now, to be able to do something digitally like that.
Right, right. There's been, yeah, they've done things like that where the people put together like musicians. They can't, because I'm a clarinet player, so if you can't meet up to be in a band, so they like digitally put people together and then mix it so that they can at least give some semblance of a band being put together for musical concerts, even if it's online and virtual and stuff. But you made me think of something, because you said earlier that you had like issues with trolls, and you know it's good that you're not giving any power to them, and you're instead trying to build up the people who need to hear the more positive side of things. Like, I understand where you're coming from, and here is a better perspective on how to handle it. And since you said that you were, like, kind of more isolated and, you know, more introverted, is what you were trying to, what I assume you were trying to say. So, like, you don't really do conventions, is what you're saying, because of that? Because you're a little bit more, like, quiet? Is that what you were implying?
Oh, I definitely do conventions. I have some friends in the cosplay community. One of my main friends in the cosplay community, her name is, I think it's Moth One Child on Instagram. She's amazing. She makes fantastic, spectacular armor sets. She's inspired me so much. She moved away. She was one of my close friends who'd go to conventions. And then I know a couple other people, but there are cosplay groups. There's like the Homestuck groups, and then there's just in the cosplay community, I don't know if it's where I live or just what I've seen or heard, but they get very cliquey, and I've heard of the drama that goes on in those cosplay groups. So I wouldn't say that I'm shy to go to conventions, because I go to every convention I can, but I'm more reclusive to joining an actual cosplay group because of that, and I want to avoid the drama that comes along with being in a group with 6 or 7 other people who I may not know that well.
No, I understand. That's one of the reasons why I avoid like Star Wars Facebook groups or any kind of like forums, because it gets kind of toxic, full of fans kind of just like arguing who's like a better expert and all, you know, all this like kind of nonsense.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean, the least clicky I've ever been involved with is the James Bond conventions and fan groups, because at the worst is a guy who's like really rich and he like has all this James Bond memorabilia, but he's like just a guy who just drinks vodka martinis and that's all he does. That is like the worst he is. So I understand like you want to avoid like the weird kind of like almost like zealot quality of people like trying to compete with each other, whether it's because they're just trying to get more attention and, you know, or they, you know, just feel for some reason they need to cause harm, which is really terrible. So no, it's good that you're staying positive about that and you're always trying to, you know, put yourself above the BS, because that's very important to, especially to younger people, to see that the best way is to maintain some kind of discipline, and therefore, you know, people will learn that as the lesson in life that, oh, yeah, stay positive and things will just flow better.
Right, exactly. And I've seen it in the Harley cosplay community for a very long time. And just in the Harley comic fans in general, I've met a lot of really great Harley cosplayers online who are sweethearts, and I'm so grateful for them. But there's also that other side of just the Harley community that is overly aggressive and argumentative and are threatened by people who produce other cosplays, or, God forbid, somebody cosplays the same Suicide Squad movie version of you, then they unfollow you. I've seen the sweet side, and I've been exposed to that nasty side for an extremely long time. So I just, on my page at least, and me personally, I stay on that nice side, and that's what I promote. And if there's even a slim chance that someone's going to bring in that negativity, I put myself out of that situation.
No, it's good. It's healthy. Mike had a question.
How do you see Sailor Harley as Sailor Jerry with the tattoo artistry and all the drawings and everything? How do you see yourself doing anything like that, promoting it like very heavy?
Can you say that again?
Okay. How do you see yourself as Sailor Harley, the character, like Sailor Jerry, the tattoo artist, you know, the form, you know, the Sailor? How do you see yourself pushing the character into something like that phase? Like, do you see yourself doing something like animation, blah, 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 writing books? How do you see your side from this?
Well, the Sailor Harley is from Sailor Moon that I'm planning, but I love Sailor Jerry tattoo work. I actually used to work in a tattoo shop and tattoo on people. I have a lot of retro clothing, so this summer I'm hopefully planning on taking some like 1950s Sailor Jerry photos with like vintage cars. As for any kind of like comic realm or anything like that, or drawings, that's not my expertise or forte. I'm a full-time student in video game design and development, so I'm more on the coding side. And breaking into comics is just, unless you have those connections, you're done for. But I think it'd be really cool to do a cosplay of a Sailor Jerry Harley and then sketch that out and show that. I think that would be a really cool thing.
I'm kind of curious, how many hours do you have investing on every Harley outfit that you create, that from beginning to end, and maybe even dollar amount? How much do you spend on that, you know, labor of love that you do to create each one costume?
It depends on the cosplay or the prop. I have a big fake wooden mallet that took me around 60 hours to make.
Oh, wow.
Because I had to go in and score each little line, and then I went in with a Dremel and Dremeled it down to make it look like real life, like wood, and then I had to hand paint like 7 different panels, and each panel alone took me around 3 hours. So that mallet alone took me 60 hours to make, so I'm very proud of it. But I just finished up a metallic metal crushed looking mallet. That's my Harley Joker mallet. I finished it last night. That took me around 12 hours to make. That mallet only cost me around $40 because I used crashed foam and a PVC pipe. So a lot of the time, the props are not expensive to make. They're just very time consuming. The costumes themselves, however, fabric is expensive. Roughly a yard of fabric goes for around $20 plus. I don't know if any of you saw my Infinite Frontier cosplay, but it's the new one that's coming out in March. I made it entirely out of a 4-way stretch latex. That was around $13 a yard, and I ordered 6 yards of it, I want to say. So it adds up with the fabric, for sure. And then the sewing process, the cutting process, the pinning process, adding those fine details. For instance, my Suicide Squad New 52 Harley cosplay took me probably 40 hours to make. Whoa. I had never made a corset before. I made my own patterns for it. As I said, I'm not trained in any of this. I kind of just go with what I think is right. So it's a lot of trial and error. But usually from start to finish, cosplays will cost me around $200 for all the materials and fabrics, if not more. And they can range anywhere from 3 hours from making a prop to 60 hours.
So you're saying that you were mostly self-taught when it came to like sewing and all the costume design?
I am 100% self-taught on all of it, and I've only been making my own cosplays since last November. The first one I made from scratch was the New 52 Christmas Harley, and I hand-sewed that entire costume, and that took a very long time. And I've only had an actual sewing machine for like a month and a half. So
oh, wow.
If you guys check out my Instagram page, my 1920s style Harley, I made a Harley see-through robe with like a boa fur ends. I've made 8 cosplays in the last 2 months with that sewing machine.
You made me think of something. So you're saying that you made a Harley that was kind of like Gotham by Gaslight, like a 1920s Harley version?
Yes, I actually had a pattern for this one. It was like a 1920s lingerie pattern, so it's got the slightly, the shorts fit at the waist and then they kind of flare out, and then it's kind of like the 1920s bralette looking style, and I curled my hair up and got inspired by 1920s makeup and created an entire look around that, and it made me think of the movie Chicago because I love that movie. So I was really inspired by Chicago for that one.
I got a question. Do you turn around and ever get people come to your site and accidentally think it's the Harley Davidson motorcycle site?
No, but I did get a new sign that says home is where the Harley is. Obviously, it's a Harley Davidson sign, and somebody commented on my photo of it, and they said Davidson, all in capitals, and I'm like, I don't see Davidson anywhere on the sign, do you?
Now, you know, most people that are into some collecting and doing something, they collect memorabilia, you know. And on your post, see the shelves behind you from where you're usually standing, you collect quite a many different things. What is something that maybe you have in your collection that is really rare or something that you really love to collect of Harley theme?
I am a big comic collector, so I have Harley's first ever comic appearance. I actually bought it 7 years ago today. It was on my Time Hop and I put it on my story. And I got it for like $120. That comic goes for over $800 now. So I got it before she blew up. And then I have a couple of old rare Harley statues. I have the original first edition of Harley's bombshell statue, hand numbered. And that one is so hard to find online now because I don't think they made a reprinting of it. They've made a Christmas version. They've made a bronze-looking version. But I have the original hand-numbered one. So because I have been collecting so long, I have some older pieces. Recently, I've been more into buying the vintage pieces. So I ordered a a 1999 Warner Brothers Harley Quinn mini statue in like a plastic round box where she's got a Joker, like a TNT box with her. So lately I've been into more collecting the old school memorabilia that came out when I was a kid. But I have a lot of older statues from the early 2010s time that have just skyrocketed in value.
How many of those pieces would you say at this point have you collected so far?
Ooh, of Harley all in general?
Sure.
Do you have a Harley archives?
Yeah, exactly.
I not really. I kind of have it everywhere. I have almost every single Harley comic book appearance. I have a few from her 2000 run I'm missing. I have a couple Gotham City Sirens I'm missing, and then a couple from New 52 and Rebirth that I'm missing from just the comic collection alone. There's a local shop I go to that has a bunch of old comics for really great deals, and they're in really good condition, so I found a lot of really great stuff there. But I've been lucky enough to snag up like a third printing of Mad Love and a first edition printing of Batman Presents Harley Quinn over the years. So as for the statues and the collectibles, I wouldn't even have a number to give you. They're everywhere.
And being from the East Coast, how do you see yourself projecting the character yourself into a full-fledged career?
For me, Harley's always just been something I've done for fun. I've never had the intent to make it into a career. If one day I can get big enough and earn money for doing it, that would be awesome. But that's never been a goal of mine. I've never done it for any of the money or the following. I do it because I love it. And in my mind, I just want to make Harley proud. If she were a real person, you know, I would just want her to look at my work and just be proud of what I've done as my creations of her.
Okay, so what we'll do is we will each give you one more question and then anything else you want to say, but then I'm also going to encourage my two co-hosts. We're going to each give you an idea for a fun crossover just to see. I'm curious what they're going to say because I know they don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm wondering, what do you want to do in the next future? The fact that, you know, COVID will come to an end. We can travel. Do you ever see yourself traveling as a representative for Harley, maybe for like sponsorship or something? Or do you have a GoFundMe page to, because I'm not, these things you've mentioned, $200 per an outfit and to create this stuff, anything that could be done for that?
Right. I mean, I would love to travel to conventions. I am a published cosplayer, so I've been in cosplay magazines, but I really want to enter. My goal for this year was to enter a cosplay competition, not even win. I just want to enter. I suffer from severe anxiety, PTSD. I have a panic disorder. So my goal for this year was to enter and just get on stage in a convention, whether I win or not. But I would love to add an award-winning published cosplayer to my portfolio. And then if I could travel as Harley and be able to portray her in different areas, I think that would be so cool. Or do donate my time to comic shops on a free comic book day, or help out at soup kitchens or toy drives as Harley, because a lot of kids now know Harley and they look up to Harley. So if I could be a member of the community as Harley and be able to give back to them, I think that would be super awesome.
Have you met any of the actresses who have played Harley so far? And what's your like favorite takes from the original, from Batman the Animated Series, Arlene, and all the way up to Margot Robbie, and also I don't know the name of the new actress who's voicing her on the current cartoon animated series for Harley Quinn. What are your takes on them? And have you met them, any of them?
I have not met any of them, unfortunately. I would love to meet them all, but it would be a process meeting them, even though they go to conventions, because, you know, lines and tickets and traveling and all of that. But I would love, 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 love to meet them.
Right.
my favorite Harley is the classic Harley actress, the voice actress for her, even though I love Margot Robbie. I think that the movie Birds of Prey, it got a lot of hate, but I think that movie gave Harley the movie that she really deserved after the Suicide Squad movie demolished everything she stood for.
Right.
So I give Margot Robbie so much respect for being able to take that character back and put her in a whole different light.
Yeah, I personally like Birds of Prey a lot more than the Suicide Squad movie, yeah.
You know, Sweet Harley, I suffer from anxiety very bad, too, as my friend Greg knows, because one time we were driving, we had to pull over on the highway, and I had a bad panic attack. So, I haven't driven a car in 10 years, 12 years by myself. When I get to cities, I, like, freak out and stuff, and it's like, I understand all that. So, you can't let that affect you, but it affects us, like, differently, everybody. So, I feel bad for you. So, get up on stage, because I feel bad for myself. Just if you can't do it, just talk to people and do whatever, because as long as you push something with that, it makes you feel accomplished and a little better on a daily, I guess, you know?
Right. I'm open and honest about it. Like, I see a psychiatrist. I speak to my psychiatrist every other week. I'm on multiple medications for it, and I put that on my story and I put that on my Instagram to speak out, because other people, we all suffer from something. Some people don't speak about it and choose not to. I personally have suffered so many different things in my life that I'm not ashamed of what I've been through. It's made me who I am, and it's made me stronger. So I speak out about what I've gone through and the issues that I have and I've gone through. And I've gotten tons of messages of people being like, thank you. Like that just lets me know I'm not alone. So thank you for sharing that with me.
No, I appreciate that, because it shut my life down, because I want to act and I could be a pretty good character actor. I suck on memorizing the lines, but I got a background from the East and I should be doing that. And I gave up because I can't drive a car to go to set one day. I had something nailed, but I just gave up with that. And you can't give up. That's the problem with this anxiety. It consumes us.
It does consume you. And there are tricks in the book. And I mean, not tricks in the book, but there's deep meditation and breathing exercises, and there's so much help out there, and some of us, our brains may just be wired a little bit differently, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we do the best we can with the situations we're given, and that just makes us stronger as individuals. Even though we may be suffocating from the anxiety, over time it makes us stronger individuals because we have suffered through it.
So, as we wrap this up here, being the nerds that we are, just for fun, we're each going to give you an idea of something we might like to see as you do for a crossover on the Harley, and then anything else you want to say to wrap it up here. I would plant the idea in your head, maybe it would be kind of interesting to see what you would creatively do, something Hermione Granger Harry Potter Harley.
Probably not, because I'm not really a Harry Potter fan. I know. I grew up with all of my my friends being obsessed with the Harry Potter books, and I tried to read them, and I've seen all the movies, but I don't get it. I don't get the obsession. I'm not a Slytherin or a Gryffindor or a Hufflepuff type of gal. I think that it would be cool to see it. It wouldn't be me doing it. So, I mean, any Harley cosplayers who are Harry Potter freaks, please feel free to take that idea.
That means you're Ravenclaw.
I actually took the quiz and it said I was a Slytherin, and my boyfriend's like, no, you're definitely a Gryffindor. I took it again and I got Slytherin again, so.
Okay, here's one that could be a good crossover, although the color might be a little weird at first, but I thought the personalities might be a little bit similar. What about a Harlequin combined with Cowboy Bebop's Faye Valentine, because they're both like kind of strong women but have very unpredictable wheeler dealer mentalities of how to handle life? Does that sound like something that could be interesting?
I have to admit, I've never seen Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, two strikes! Oh.
So I have no idea what the character looks like.
Oh, well, just Google, just watch Cowboy Bebop. It's not a very long anime, and it's amazing. It's an amazing science fiction show. But Faye is such an interesting character because she usually wears yellow. That's why I brought up the color thing. But she has this, because she doesn't remember who she is. She has like an amnesia deliberately put there. So her personality is just to kind of make deal with everything, and anybody who gets in her way, she kind of just shoves them to the side, and she has a lot of trouble with relationships and commitment and stuff. And I just kind of thought to myself, Faye has this kind of attitude about people that you know, just stay out of my way, but if you're here to help me, then help me. And I thought for some reason, and she's also really funny. So the thing about Harley being somebody who's emancipated from the Joker and has a relationship on and off with Ivy, it's kind of like, okay, you know, I'm here to just, you know, live my life too, and I'm here to put my feet firmly on the ground, and kind of, I don't know, I think you'd really enjoy Cowboy Bebop. It's only like 20-some episodes. Great, great anime.
Awesome. I could totally watch it in a day.
And yeah.
Yellow would totally fit into Harley's outfit because the new series should end Batman White Knight Presents Harley Quinn. She has a gray and black suit with a yellow belt, so
that's
the yellow
right.
might actually work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, I think, yeah, I mean, she's also, Faye's got short hair, which is also kind of interesting because she's a brunette, but in the color palette, they make it kind of purplish. But it's something that, for some reason in my mind, when you start talking about crossovers, I just suddenly thought, I don't know why, but that might work. I don't know, maybe it's also the last name Valentine, that she just kind of made up a name. Like, she doesn't remember who she is, so she just made up this name. So it's the same thing, like, in Mad Love, when Harley Quinzel loses her personality to the Joker's crazy manipulation, she just kind of invents Harley Quinn in a way to kind of, you know, again, like, emancipate herself from, you know, the difficulties, I suppose, of working at Arkham Asylum. So it's interesting that I just thought of that. But yeah, the Cowboy Bebop, it's a limited series, and there's also a movie, Cowboy Bebop the movie. I think they're all on Crunchyroll. So you can just totally watch that for the show.
Awesome. I'll definitely check it out.
Sweet.
One last question. Do you ever find yourself zoning out into like the older shows of the 50s and the 60s to bring current or bring from the past retro and mix it all together to like grab some ideas for yourself, you know, for Sweet Harley, anything you got going in the future, the past, the present, whatever. You see where something to draw off of?
That's a good question.
Oh, absolutely. I love the 1950s. Like, I feel like I had a past life in the 1950s. I watched old 1950s movies. I recently watched, what was it? I can't remember. High Society.
Which, oh, that's good.
It had Frank Sinatra and who else was in it? I can't remember. My memory is so bad. I apologize. But what is her name? That actress with the blonde hair?
Mae West?
No.
Marilyn Monroe? Greg, you should know this.
Well, it's my... You're catching me on a weird day, unfortunately. Well, there's lots of blondes from
Grace
the 50s.
Kelly. Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly, that's right. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Yeah, Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly had a traditional 1950s swimsuit on that was... it had the two sides long, and it was cut in the middle, and then it had this little skirt thing at the bottom, which, as soon as I saw that, I stopped my screen, and I took a photo, and I said, I'm going to make a Harley version of that swimsuit. And she also wears this beautiful blue dress that has like a corset top and like flares out really big at the waist. So I took a screenshot of that and I'm like, I'm also going to make that. How? I don't know, but it's going to happen. So I take so much inspiration from the 1950s. I love everything about it. I don't know if any of you have played any of the Fallout games, but they take place in a post-apocalyptic kind of world after an atomic bomb was dropped, and these people are re-emerging from the shelters, and everything is stuck like it was in the 50s, so it has the old cars and the style and the restaurants and the diners. I love all of that so much. So part of, I created a 1950s twirl dress, and I also created a 1950s silk what they call like a poodle skirt kind of, that are half red and black split, and the robe I made is also half red, half black, see-through with the like the boa fur at the ends, like you see in 1950s Hollywood movies whenever they're wearing those robes. So I've definitely already created some pieces inspired by the 50s, and I have a lot of plans for more of those.
I just thought of something real quick. Okay, because she kept saying 1950s, and I was thinking about all the Edith Head costume designs from like Hitchcock movies because of To Catch a Thief and Rear Window that Grace Kelly's also in. But because the trailer just came out of a famous, insane fashionista, what about a Harley Quinn combined with Cruella De Vil?
I was thinking that.
Oh!
I was thinking about that, but...
I've thought about that, and actually, funny story, someone who works on the movie or something earlier messaged me, and they're like, have I worked with you before? I guess they're an actor or do behind the scenes, and they're working on that movie, I guess. So, funny story. I have thought about doing a Harley Carrilla crossover. I don't think I would do it, though, because I, like Harley, have a very strong passion for animals.
Mm.
So I would have to spin the backstory and have it be, like, because in the New 52, Harley literally, like, I can't remember the details, but she pretty much saves a bunch of animals.
Right.
From a shelter. So I would have to spin Corella's entire story to reflect Harley actually saving the Dalmatians opposed to using them as jackets. But that would be a really interesting cosplay. I've seen a lot of Harley cosplay the new Corella, which I think is really interesting. But maybe in the future.
Yeah, Corella's pretty insane. So yeah, that is a good point.
So anything else you would like to tell us as we wrap this up here, Sweet Harley?
I just want to thank you guys for having me on this. This is my first ever podcast, and I was so excited that to do this. This was so much fun. And if people want to check out my work, I'm on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at sweetheart.harley. They can also find all of my information at sweetheartharley.com. It's all up there. I am in the process of setting up 2 raffles this year, raffling off signed comics. I'm not going to disclose who the authors are, or the authors or the artists, but go to sweetheartharley.com. One will be around June and July. One will be in October for National Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. That's going to be a big month where I'm working on a raffle with a really limited, awesome signed thing. So just a shout out to that. All the proceeds go to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And if you're in the Harley community or cosplay community or comic community and you are listening to this podcast, make sure you follow this podcast because these guys are super awesome. And also, remember to be nice to each other and don't be jealous of someone else's cosplay. Just do it better than them.
You are awesome. We appreciate you. You're so professional. Definitely going to have you on in the future. And anything that you want to cross over to promote with us, I'll be in contact with you. So absolutely, you are a delight to talk with, and you are a good voice person.
Yeah, you have so much empathy, Sweetheart Harley. I am very impressed by everything you have said. I mean, I also suffer from bipolar disorder, so everything just kind of made my heart melt that you've described in terms of, like, the empathy and the compassion you have for all these issues, because it would have been one thing to just, like, you know, discuss, like, hey, you know, I like Joker and I like Harley, and, you know, it would have been like a checklist, but instead you described it in such a way where you went further, you went beyond, you transcended what it was that was just printed material or a teleplay on an animated series and made it about, like, who you are as a person and how important domestic abuse needs to be confronted, and talking about bringing more positive energy and not giving trolls power, all that stuff, that just impressed me. I'm thoroughly impressed.
Oh, awesome. Well, I mean, every minute, 20 people are physically abused by an intimate partner. So just, we took 46 minutes to film, to record this. Every minute, 20 people are affected by this. Like, physically abused by somebody they know, by an intimate partner. And when you think about that, it's disgusting. It's appalling. It breaks my heart, not only being a survivor of domestic violence and abuse, but there's a lot of it in the cosplay and comic community, and no one talks about it. None of the big cosplayers talk about it. None of the little cosplayers talk about it. No one in between talks about it. Nobody talks about real issues in the cosplay community because they love Harley and Joker so much together that they turn their heads away from the real issue and what was going on. And if you follow Harley's story, I've actually written 10-page papers on the relationship of abuse between Harley and the Joker for college and school and stuff.
Oh, wow.
If you actually look at it, it's a sad, sad tale of Stockholm Syndrome, and Harley was pushed into a life that she never wanted. Early in the stages, she chose it. The New 52 kind of reset that, where in the New 52 Suicide Squad comic, she is literally pushed into the chemicals, and she was forced into this life that she never chose, which, I mean, once you meet somebody in a relationship, it's the same thing. They tell you what they want to hear, and you fall for them, and then you're in love with them, and you live with them, and you don't realize the Stockholm Syndrome that's going on. And once you're able to work up the strength, and I thank Harley every day because she encouraged me to get out of my domestic abuse relationship. So in a way, Harley has helped save me. So I owe everything to that character. So we need to have compassion towards each other in the cosplay community. You don't know what someone else is going through. We're all struggling in our own ways. It may be different things, but we are all struggling one way or another. And we need to spread the compassion. And you could spend $10 on a t-shirt and there's nothing wrong with that. But you could also spend $10 and help somebody get reconstructive surgery from getting their face beat almost to death from an abuser, you know? It's the little things like that I'm trying to bring to light and bring awareness to. Sorry about that long rant.
It was very real.
It's very real. That's what I like.
Don't feel sorry about that at all.
It's so frustrating seeing these big Harley cosplayers in the community who aren't talking about it. And they side with Harley and the Joker, or they side with Harley and Ivy, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I've emailed DC about this. I've emailed DC writers about this. Somebody needs to make a comic of Harley alone by herself hitting rock bottom and then finding the strength within herself to bring herself back up so she doesn't have Ivy to rely on and she doesn't have the Joker to go back to, because we haven't had that. They've created Harley as a character where she is dependent on people, and adding in Poison Ivy to Harley's comic has also taken away Poison Ivy's spotlight. She used to be huge in the old Batman TV series. She was massive in those movies. I remember growing up and like Poison Ivy was the girl, and then Harley started growing in popularity, but Harley has now stolen Poison Ivy's light and her life, and I feel bad for Poison Ivy fans for that fact, and I feel sad for them for that fact, because she as a character does not get enough credit. But if any big cosplayers are listening to this, please check out my fundraisers and my page. Look at the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Look at the statistics. We need to talk about this issue more in the community, because it happens daily. Every minute, 20 people are domestically abused by an intimate partner. Every minute.
Links in the description, which you are going to share with me. Thank you so much, sweetheart Harley, for joining us on the Nerdlings podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.